In Milan, a number of Palestinian support groups met to discuss projects and events to help the Palestinians. One of the main aims of the meetings was to facilitate new links between Italian groups and their Palestinian counterparts. Italy is sending 20 trucks as part of a 500-strong aid convoy to Gaza that includes building, medical and farming equipment and materials.
It is important for two reasons, because an event of this type supports the lorries that are taking aid to Gaza. It is also important to keep people up to date with what is happening in the region today.
In recent months, Italy has been highly critical of Israel's deadly attack on a Turkish aid ship in international waters in May.
The need to break the siege of Gaza is fundamental to these groups achieving their aims, and only once it is ended will the impact of their efforts be truly felt.
Until then, the groups here are well aware that they need to maintain the pressure on governments and international bodies to bring the siege to an end.
There is no job, and there is this siege that people cannot anymore find job in Gaza, and Palestinian are not allowed to go working in Israel. What we are doing now, we are trying to have, first of all, is a political solidarity, because this unbelievable siege, illegal siege, and also because against this siege it seems that the state at the international level are doing almost nothing.
Those attending the meeting are well aware that they are undertaking a long-term project, but one they are confident of completing. Their hope is that their words and actions will help Palestine to liberate itself and control its own destiny. Jeremy Inson, Press TV, Milan.